welcome to the Self Mastery Journey podcast. I'm your host, Montel B. I'm a millennial success coach, digital content creator, and full-time dreamer. My mission is to help ambitious visionaries like you unlock the code to life success. Join me as I take you through my journey of self-mastery, the lessons, the successes, the failures. This is going to be your space to call in your desires, transform your reality, and reclaim your power. Let's dive in. Hello, my beautiful people. Welcome back to the Self Mastery Journey. My name is Montel B, and in today's episode, we're going to be talking about how you can really expand yourself this year and beyond. And this falls in line with the series of the month, which is identity shifting. So we're going to be tapping into that, unpacking a lot of identity reprogramming, how to do it effectively, and how to expand yourself and expect more for this year. So just before we do get into today's episode, I do have a really powerful masterclass going into more detail on the topics that I'm going to be discussing today, such as personal power, confidence, how to regain your identity. So after you've listened to this, if you feel like it really resonates with you and you're wanting to learn more, then head down to my description, or if you're listening on the podcast, head to the show notes and all the information will be there. So let's get into it. Let's get into how you can expand yourself. So I like to start with definitions. So I'm going to give you the Google definition, and then I'm going to give you my take on what it really is and what it feels like to be expanded. So the Google definition of expansion is the act of becoming larger or more extensive. So it's a thing formed by enlargement or broadening of something. That's a very simple, very generic definition of what expansion means. And that is exactly what it is. It's to feel larger than life, feel larger than yourself, to expand yourself, to stretch to new heights, to reach out of your comfort zone. And I view expansion as when you are truly aligned to what it is that you have or do or are. So there's going to be things that you do within your life that make you feel expanded, whether it's being around a certain person, being around a group of friends, your family, whether it's your work, whether it is your creativity. There's going to be things in life that make you feel fully expansive, fully abundant to what it is that you're doing, where you just know it's such an energetic alignment for you and your being. And then on the other side, there's going to be things that you do that are going to make you contract. So these are the things that are not in alignment with your energy. And these are things that maybe make you question yourself, make you doubt yourself, make you lack confidence, low self-esteem. And you just know the feeling that you get is that you just feel very restrictive and very contractive within that activity or around that certain person. Just being in that energy makes you feel very contracted. So of course the goal is to feel expansive in as many areas as possible in life, because when you feel expanded and energetically aligned to what it is that you're doing, you show up better, you are a better person, your personality flourishes, your creativity flourishes, you have more energy, you feel fulfilled, you're operating from a place of love, there's just more happiness, more joy. And I don't know about you, but that's what I'm wanting to attract within my life. And I know that when I'm completing activities or when I'm doing things that make me feel expansive, I just overall become a better person and I feel better, I look better, I act better. So this really is the goal. How can we be expansive in as many areas as possible? And there's some ways that I personally like to do that, which of course I'm going to share with you today, but just have a think about, okay, what are the areas in my life where I do currently feel expansive, where I am happy, I feel joy, I feel my best self, I feel my most confident? And then where are the areas that you don't feel like that? So maybe for you, it is your job environment. Maybe you know that this isn't the role for you and it's time to move on. It's making you feel very contracted, very restricted, very stuck in the role. So you know that that's maybe one area. Maybe it's your fitness and your health. You don't feel like you are being your most healthy self and that is causing your energy to be out of alignment. Maybe it's in your relationship. Just start thinking about the areas in your life what you're not 100% happy with, you're not fulfilled with, and you're kind of just putting up with it for now, because that's not the energy we want to bring in life, especially not this year. Let's move into the year with fresh energy, fresh mindsets, and let's cut off all of those energy leaks that we may have. Change really happens when you take action. So you have to take action and not settle for the bare minimum in life when you know you could be having much better experiences. So that's the first step. Create a list of the areas where you do feel expansive and the areas where you feel contracted. So now let's get into the ways and the techniques that I personally use to make myself feel more expansive in as many areas of my life as I can. So the first thing is to expect more. So I remember a couple of years ago when this concept really hit me that I can expect more out of my life. I do not need to settle for the bare minimum. And I feel like a lot of us have grown up settling for less or settling for the bare minimum because it's what we've really seen around us, if we're being completely honest. Many of us have just had to get by. We've been in a survival mode. This is something I've spoke about quite a lot on my channel and the podcast about survival mode. And a lot of us have been operating from that. And whilst it is important to occasionally operate from survival mode because it helps you propel to the next step, it's not good to always be in that state. Because when you are in that state, you do tend to settle more because you need to get yourself back up to that safety point and that comfortability. But there has to be a point where you think, no, I'm not accepting the bare minimum. Why am I going to accept the bare minimum in my relationship? I'm not going to accept the bare minimum at work. I want to be paid more. I deserve more. I deserve a fulfilling life, fulfilling friends, fulfilling relationship, families. You deserve it all. So the first step really is to start expecting more out of your life, because when you expect more, you start to receive more. You become an energetic match. And I know I keep using that word and it's a bit of a buzzword now. Become a vibrational match, an energetic match, and I know this, but to be truthful, it's the best way to explain the type of vibration and the match that you actually need to enter. So I'm going to continue to use it. But yeah, so you once you expect more, you do then increase your vibration, you raise the standard, and you start to attract more. You start to attract better experiences. You start to attract a better relationship, fulfilling friendships, because you expected it. So then the people, the experiences, the opportunities that are below your new standard, they're just going to deselect themselves because that's no longer within your range. You've upped the standard for yourself. And this is a choice that you can make. No one makes this choice for you. You have to make it for yourself, and then the lifestyle will follow you. So the first thing I did was really started to expect more out of my life, my relationships, my job, and I just set a new standard for myself. And I stuck to the standard and I said, okay, from now on, this is not what I want out of life. This is not what I want out of a relationship. So this is my new standard. And then you start operating out of that standard. And then, like I say, the right opportunities, the right people will enter your life because they see that you are now a match for them and they are a match for you. So just start expecting more, whether it's in your job, if you know that you deserve more money, you've got the skills, you've got the expertise, expect to be paid more. Look for jobs that have an increase in salary. Stop going for what you've always known. Stop settling for the bare minimum. Just expect more, expect higher standards. If you're really wanting a fulfilling relationship, then start writing down, what does that relationship look like? What are my standards going to be? What are my boundaries going to be? And then just expect that that type of person is going to enter your life. And the more you expect it, the more it'll just happen. But if you say that you want more out of life, you want a better relationship, you want better health, you want a better body, then your actions conflict that, and you start acting the same way you've always acted, then nothing will change, and it'll just become a cycle that continues to repeat. So from this day forward, I really just want you to promise yourself that you are going to expect more out of all experiences in your life, and you are going to raise your standard. So the next way that you can feel more expansive is by doing it underqualified. So I literally had this conversation with one of my friends the other day, and we was talking about different roles, and she mentioned that she didn't feel qualified for a certain role. And that is personally how I felt and how I used to feel. And I just realized that we have to do things underqualified. It's better to do something underqualified and potentially fail than to continue setting your bar low and not stretching yourself and not reaching new potential. So one of my personal mantras, and this is like a famous saying of mine, I've been saying it for so many years, is to say yes now and think about it later. And what that means to me is I will say yes to an opportunity now and then I'll think about it later. Because if you think about it first, your mind will always win. It will always take over. The self-doubt, the overthinking, the feeling not good enough, that will always take over. So my mantra became, I'm going to say yes to it now and then I'll think about all the logistics later. So that was the case when I went solo traveling for the first time. I just booked the flight and then I was like, okay, now I need to think about logistics. Now I can feel a bit scared. Now I can feel nervous. All of that comes as an afterthought, but commit first. So when it comes to me when I was finding my internship for the first time, knowing that I did not have the experience, the credentials, the degree, I just said yes to it now and I thought about it after the thought. When I was hired to work with Pangea Dreams and lead international retreats around the world, I was like, hell yes, we're doing this. And then I felt a bit nervous about it after. I felt, am I qualified to do this? Can I do this? All of that comes as an afterthought. And by you doing that, it will expand you by tenfold, because you're saying yes to things that are going to stretch you, because you know that it's not necessarily within your comfort zone, but you've committed to it. So you have to raise the bar and you have to become that person who follows through with a thing and does the thing. And this is what's going to expand you with your confidence, your knowledge, your skill set, your experience, your opportunities. Everything will just completely transform for you when you commit and you do it underqualified. Because at the end of the day, everything is a learning opportunity. So let's say you go for a job that you know you're a bit underqualified for. What's going to happen? Two things are going to happen. Well, a lot of things could happen, but the two main things that are going to happen is you are going to enter the role, you're going to receive some sort of training, or you're going to be learning so quickly that eventually you are going to evolve into the role. You're going to find all of the experience as you're going on. Or the opposite could happen, where you start the role, you realize it's not for you, you learn a bunch of lessons, and then at the end of it, it just may not be the right opportunity and you move on. Neither of them are a failure. One of them's a huge success and one of them's a lesson, and that's always going to happen. And I don't know about you, but one of the key lessons I've learned in life is everybody is just winging it. No one really knows what they're doing. Even the people high up in certain roles, certain companies, they still don't know what they're doing. I've worked enough jobs to realize that people at the top, they often are seeking the support from the people below them because they don't know what they're doing as well. They just get paid more to also not know what they're doing. So why must we feel like we have to settle for less when all it takes is a bit of confidence, a bit of belief in yourself, and everything else is figure outable. Everything will be figured out along the way, but just go for it, because the worst that can happen, like I say, is it's not right and you move on, you learn from it, fine. But look at the best outcome that could happen. The best outcome could be that you end up landing an opportunity, a relationship, a friendship, a job role, and a rise in your salary. It could all end up being a huge success. All it takes is a bit of self-belief for you to just go for it and realize you only get one life. Why not just have fun with it? Why not just go for things, do it underqualified, and see where it takes you? So the next way that you can really expand yourself is by starting small. So I want you to look at your life and think about how you can slowly start to integrate better routines, better habits, and better experiences into the life that you currently have. So often we think about expansion and we think about the big things, the big manifestations, the big goals that we want to achieve. And when we think so big, it really can paralyze us from seeing the beauty within the small that we have and making those small everlasting changes now. So to give you some examples of what I mean here, when you think about what it means to be expansive to you, of course it means different things to different people. If I was using myself as an example, feeling expansive to me means the experiences that I'm currently having within my life. So that means a lot of travel, a lot of being around people, luxury experiences. That is the life that I want to live, and that's truly how I feel expansive. So of course I'm not at the stage now where I can fully live the life I want to live. I can travel the world on private jets, I can meet the most amazing people in the world, I can party with celebrities, I can drive a nice car, all of that stuff. Whilst I may not be able to fulfill all of my desires right now, there's certainly things that I can do right now that can help elevate me, help me to feel expansive, to feel in the energy of how I want to be living life. So an exercise that I like to do is I'll write down all of the feelings and how I want to feel in life. So I know for me that is freedom, I want to feel secure, I want to feel loved. And once I've written down all the feelings, I will write down a few things that I can do to feel that now. So using freedom as an example, travel is really everything to me and it just helps me feel so free. So whilst I'm currently at home, not traveling, I ask myself, how can I feel that now? How can I feel that today? So that could look like going for a walk, going to the park. These are things that I can do in my experience in my life now that is helping me continue to be in that energetic feeling of how I want to live my life. So an example for you could be, maybe you want to drive a luxury car, but you don't currently have a luxury car, you've got a Micra. So how can you make your Micra feel like a luxury experience? Maybe you can go out and buy some cute car accessories, maybe you can just give it a nice clean, always keep it nice and hoovered inside, maybe you can change the seat so it's like a nice leather seat instead of a horrible material. How can you make your Micra feel like a luxury car now, because once you are in that feeling of what it would feel like to drive a luxury car, you then become a match for it, and you'll find that you end up attracting exactly what it is that you want a lot sooner, because you are grateful for your current experience and you're in the energy of how you're wanting to feel. I think the underlying message here is it really is all about the energetics. When you are wanting to expand, it's about the feeling. Everything is a feeling. And well, it makes sense, because when you feel expanded, that's a feeling. When you feel contracted, that's also a feeling. You feel tight, you feel very restricted, you don't feel expansive at all. So the energetics of everything is really important, and that's really what you want to work towards. And then, so the final way that you can feel expansive is just by allowing yourself to fail. I've spoken a lot about failure within this episode, but that really is going to be the key to help you to feel expansive. Because if you're not failing at things, then you're not truly understanding what it is that you are wanting out of life, what you're wanting to achieve. So if you're not allowing yourself to stretch outside of your comfort zone, you're always going to be stuck in that comfort zone. And of course, by stretching yourself, failure is inevitable. That is going to happen at some areas. And I always say that there isn't really any failures, there's always lessons. So what are the lessons that you can take from experiences that you thought may be right for you, but they didn't necessarily turn out that way? So think about that one. So that is it for this episode. I really do hope you enjoyed. If you did, please leave me a comment. If you are watching on YouTube, give this a big thumbs up. Make sure you do subscribe. If you're listening on the podcast, I would love if you can give this a 5-star review if you did enjoy, and leave me a review on iTunes as well. I would really appreciate that. If you are wanting to dive deeper into how you can really reclaim your personal power, how you can feel expansive and develop your confidence, then I do offer one-on-one mentorship. So make sure you head down to the description to find out exactly how you can work with me. And I do also have the Personal Power Masterclass, which will be a great starting point for you if you are wanting to dive deeper into this as well. That is it for this one. I do hope you did enjoy, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. If you was vibing with this episode, be sure to screenshot this screen and tag me over on Instagram, and I will also share. You can find me over on Instagram at Montel B, and you can also find me on YouTube at Montel B as well. So if you want more goodness like this, then I do have a link in the show notes which will give you access to my email list. That's where I share exclusive content, exclusive episodes, and you'll be the first to know about any upcoming trainings. I would really appreciate if you went ahead and rated this podcast. I am brand new, so every rating counts. You can leave me a rating over on Anchor or Spotify. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next one.